3. Should people have the right to own firearms for self-defense? The American Constitution guarantees the right to bear arms, but the meaning of these words is hotly debated by Americans. What firearms should be allowed? Handguns, rifles, or even powerful automatic weapons? And where should people be allowed to carry their weapons? On the streets or in public areas such as airports? It is clear that the high rate of murder and violence in America is partly a result of easy access to firearms. Thieves, murderers, and gang members have all become more threatening thanks to the right to bear firearms. Moreover, statistics show that having firearms in the home is less safe than having none, and that when firearms are used within a household, they are often used against family members or for suicides. Before police officers are allowed to carry weapons, they are trained in how to avoid accidents or unnecessary use. Unfortunately, most citizens who obtain firearms have no such formal training, making misuse all the more likely. In short, guns are more often a hazard than a protection. Instead of thinking in terms of the right to bear firearms, we should consider our right to safety, which means banning personal firearms.